after the election, the day after, and we want to thank all of the wonderful workers. It really went smoothly, and now we're just waiting for the results.
Absolutely. We really appreciate the work that our local precinct workers, our volunteers, led by Jody Zellner, did a great job. They're always there putting in those long hours. One thing I would say about the election day, regardless of the outcome, I was really gratified to see how orderly it was throughout the United States. And, you know, all of the election polling workers are volunteers for the most part, and they are really committed to serving their communities and their state and the country by having a well-organized process for counting the votes.
Yeah, no snafus, none like the primaries, not really long lines, but there was some waiting, but not like the last primaries. Also, you had a Zoom meeting about the bids, and we're ready to go. You can name the companies and what they offered.
We had a special meeting of the town board to begin the process of reviewing the bids for the Smart Cities project, the fiber optic network that we've got under construction. We had three complete bids, one from North Carolina Broadband Group, and that came in at $3.6 million. The Balsam West organization submitted a bid, and they were at $5.3 million, and then Hotwire came in at $10.2 million. With that said, what we need to do now is to hold a series of interviews beginning at the first of this coming week, sitting down and going over the bids with the different companies that submitted the bids, and the entire board will be doing that. We want to do our due diligence to make sure we're not missing anything, verify financials, check out references. What we decided at this meeting is that we will do a ranking system among the board members to determine who we think is the best potential provider for the operation of that network and leasing the dark fiber. One of the things that we're particularly interested in, of course, is how the town can use that network and dealing with managing better our utilities and also providing that service for homeowners who would like to be able to manage their utilities and other appliances within their home. So those will be the questions that we'll be asking, among others. The step after that would be that we would have to come back as a full board, ask our staff and our attorneys to create a contract, which the board would then review, and then we would submit it for review and approval by the company that we've selected. And of course, in any contract situation, there's always negotiations. But we want to move forward as soon as possible with this first part of the process, get the company signed up to where they can come to Highlands, set up an office, start staging the operation of the network, and that'll coincide with us completing the construction of the fiber optic network toward the end of this year. So hopefully sometimes at the beginning of next year, things will be operative and customers will be able to sign up.
And this past November 5th on a Thursday, we had another Zoom meeting about the community plan.
That's correct. The Stewart Company, who is leading us through the process of community planning, had a Zoom meeting for the citizens of Highlands. That was on our website and also advertised in the newspaper. I'm sure there'll be other opportunities for those types of meeting as we go forward. This will be an ongoing planning process that will probably take as long as 12 months to complete. One of the things that I've emphasized is that this company has multiple departments and experts, so they can address issues simultaneously in small groups as we do this comprehensive plan.
Another storm, Eta. Now we're in the Greek alphabet at Eta, E-T-A, and it slammed into Central America, Nicaragua, as a Category 4, then almost a 5, and now it's taken a U-turn and heading toward Cuba and could be in southern Florida by the weekend. Where it goes after that, we don't know.
I hope it doesn't get in the Gulf and then come as a storm to Highlands like we had just 2 weeks ago. We've had enough rain. We're trying to get some paving projects completed. Nice. So I hope that it won't hit this area.
I did see that project on Hickory Street by the ballpark. Any other roads that are planned to be paved?
Actually, 5. Hickory. The company will be doing Chowan Road, and then Pinecrest, Loa Colasagia will have been completed by this week we're recording, and then the church alley. We've got 5 projects that we need to get paved as soon as possible.
I did get a question about Lower Big Bear Pen. Is that still in the works, or that's still being talked about to pave the lower part?
We are in very, very preliminary discussions with stakeholders and DOT. This is not going to be happening, if it does happen, anytime in the near term. Yes, there are discussions about the possibility of that being a paved road, but there's no definite plans at this time. But I'll keep everyone posted as we go through that process.
So once again, we wanted to thank our co-workers for what a wonderful election, and so many people still in town. We still don't want to lower our guard, keep wearing the masks.
Absolutely. You know, it gets down to socially distancing, wearing a mask, washing your hands frequently. And, you know, my recommendation, if you feel vulnerable, stay home as much as you possibly can. That's always a good advice for people that have vulnerable health situations.
Mayor, have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
All right.